I'm at the gadget show in the Birmingham NEC, and I've come across the weirdest product. It's an electronic cigarette. It comes in three brands: a regular in a red pack, a light in a kind of gold pack, and a menthol in a green pack. And there's also an e-cigar, and they kind of light up when you smoke them, and kind of vapor comes out. And I'm with the founders of the company. What's your name, sir?
Adrian.
What's the benefit of this product?
Well, what we're trying to target really is existing smokers who have the inclination to either reduce their harmful smoking or to be able to smoke in public places. So these products are healthier in as much as they don't contain any tar, they don't contain tobacco, they don't contain carcinogenics. They do contain nicotine, very similar to a nicotine patch, which is mixed with water and flavour to deliver the user a familiar smoking experience.
So they are addictive?
They are as addictive, I would say, as a normal tobacco cigarette, yes.
And they leave, I've just had a puff of one. They leave the kind of same tarry taste in your mouth. How much do they cost?
Well, what we recommend is the rechargeable unit, which is an initial price of £49.95. That's also supplied with the equivalent of 240 cigarettes, so it's actually a cost saving in the first instance. And then replacement cartridges cost around 80 pence each, and they have 12 cigarettes. So for around £1.40, you have a packet of 20 cigarettes.
And how many do you expect to sell?
Well, with initial projections put us in the region of about 1,000 units per month of the rechargeable.
And is that your kind of break-even position?
No, our break-even position is probably a little bit higher than that, with various marketing costs and bringing a new product to market. But what we'd like to achieve at some stage is around 2,000 units a month.
Just have a puff of one, can you? Just
yeah, sure.
Explain what it tastes like.
Okay.
We'll give you the equivalent of cigarettes in this pack if you want to graduate on later.
Okay, well, you can see the smoke coming from my mouth. What I've just smoked is an Elite's disposable, and that's actually in the light flavour. So that to me tastes... Now, I used to smoke Marlboro Lights. To me, that tastes very similar to a Marlboro Light, and it probably gives me around the same sensation as much as the nicotine would from a traditional cigarette. But the taste is specifically there to be as close as it can to a tobacco product.
It's a pretty funky product, really.
It's kind of weird, though, isn't it?
It's very strange. I'm a little bit biased, because apart from being one of the owners of the company, I've also been using this product for 3 months now.
Are you addicted?
Completely addicted. Addicted to giving up traditional cigarettes. Anyway, I haven't touched a real cigarette in 3 months. And that's something which I intend to continue doing. Apart from anything else, it's markedly cheaper for me. So. Lots of fun too.
Thank you. From a distance, it looks like
a real thing. No, I've been interviewed before.
Green for go, green for healthy. Which one?